Good Lord, this aging thing never stops. I just turned 23 and I already feel old. As a child, I would have looked at a 23-year-old and assumed that that's what a fully functional adult looks like. Now when I look at myself at that age, I see a child trying and struggling to figure out what even is a fully functional adult. Call it an early existential crisis, or if you're from my generation, call it normal life. It is what it is. To be fair, nothing has really changed about my life since turning 23. Just a lot of life's fears and uncertainties have magnified and become more tangible thanks to this bump in the number. Things that were less urgent at 22 are a tad bit more so now. The notion of financial stability is more substantial, and the idea of finding a romantic partner is ever more pressing. Or should I say depressing? The sand grains of life seem to be running out of my hand too quickly. The trajectory differences in the lives of people my age are so wide, I don't know what's the right thing to do. Somebody's chasing their dreams while somebody's killing theirs. Somebody wants money while somebody wants meaning. Somebody has moved on to a second job while somebody still hasn't left the academic bubble. Somebody's stuck in a workplace they despise while somebody's riding high on entrepreneurship. Somebody's about to marry while somebody has never tasted romance. And somebody's falling for pyramid schemes while somebody's falling for people. There's no blueprint for this age, really. And many of us don't have the most ideal relationships with our own selves either. Someone thinks the world revolves around them, while someone wants nothing more than to withdraw from it. Someone is too self-assured, while someone is too self-critical. Someone has self-serving tendencies, while someone has self-destructive ones. The self-aware know they aren't fully self-aware. The rest are convinced they know themselves too well. Who's got it really figured out? For a generation as educated, skilled, and aware as ours, we seem to be a little too overwhelmed by life a little too early. As tech corporations continue to exploit us with their extraction by distraction schemes, that is extracting our data by keeping us distracted with their dangerously addictive platforms, we continue to lose more and more of ourselves, senses, privacy, and importantly, time. The device in our hand seems to have become our new vice. Similarly, for a generation as connected as ours, we feel ever more disconnected with our world with its ever-changing realities. And as this COVID thing keeps spinning out of control, we're increasingly losing faith in institutions which are supposed to protect us by responsibly controlling or curbing it, which are supposed to govern and lead us to good days. We're losing faith in the system, and the economy too seems to be a thorn in our side. With those and countless other conflicts in mind, the uncertainties, the disconnectedness, the loneliness, the societal, parental, and self-induced pressures, the general lack of meaning in life, and now our stolen youth, thanks to the pandemic, it's easy to age early. When the mind is crumbling under the weight of that much, it's natural to want to break from it all, to want it to stop. But considering this aging thing never does stop, perhaps our only real choice is to keep moving with it, to soldier on and live to fight another day. Maybe that is just what a fully functional adult does. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you like what you heard, consider subscribing to this show to never miss future episodes. If you'd like to read these stories and articles yourself, go to drockimmons.com where you can find all of my published work. And finally, don't forget to leave a rating and review if your podcast app allows it. It was wonderful reading to you, and I'll see you in the next episode.